Log Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. What I've seen kind of wrong, well, it's a question that should be deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message, a message, a message of concern. What will this do to the mind of the world's children? What will this do to their minds? What will this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? Who would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
Tell me what would happen. Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 54 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bowing to God's will. God's will.
A message, a message, a message, message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
This is the Block Talk Radio Station, Message of Concern.
coming out of California on the guise of Hameen Muhammad, the sponsor by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, coming to your community one day, inshallah. We are here to start the Block Talk Radio station off. A message of concern. Concern is to move images out of the world. And we can point to all the problems that it causes. And that is what we're going to do. And we point to all the problem attitude and all the racism and all the other mentality that come up home with that image. So we here tonight. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar, coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, Decatur, Georgia. I'm one of the co-host workers here, and along with my wife, Daya Akbar. She's a co-worker based on Tuesdays and Sundays, and from Fridays from Saturday, Monday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, then I host the Rock Talk radio station. And also, we have other hosts, Brother Sujah Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's a co-host worker on this Rock Talk radio station. And Brother A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. He will be dropping in and out. And Brother Ibrahim Muhammad, Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia, will be coming and sharing some history and information on the removal of all these images, what the problem they call. And Monday we have Black Brother Sakalaw, who is a well-known person in the psychiatrist community. Also have information concerning this image. So we'd like to start our talk off with a prayer called Al Fatiha. It means to open. So we would say it in the Arabic language, and then we would say it in the English translation. Humalee Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laidami, Arrahman Rahim, Maliki Omidin, Iyaka Nabri, Iyaka English translation. We seek protection from Allah, from the rejecting enemy, Satan, the outcast, with the name of God. God is with the name of Allah. Allah is most gracious and most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Dear long do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who are course gray. Amen. We like to greet our honors in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply may God peace be unto you. We're here tonight to deal with an ancient own problem. His problem started a long time ago and is still here today, and it's causing a whole lot of corruption in the world. Images, and images from this false image, other images are bouncing off, or other images are taking credit or are connecting to that major image, and that was keeping all the major problems throughout the world. So we here tonight, those of us who've been under that problem, we've been under the problem that the image caused. We here tonight to help and see can we move the thing so we can all enjoy this beautiful earth, which is called the garden in scripture. It called Mother Earth in scripture. It called planet Earth. We can enjoy this planet that we're on, and we will never enjoy it as long as there are image raised up in the world and called God. And then given that God, that image, of one particular ethnic group, one particular color that it don't have, and all the other problems that it brings. And as African American, we have suffered dearly from this image. We have suffered more than any ethnic group that this world have produced. We have suffered dearly with loss, death, murder, lying. You can name all the other false things that shouldn't be even with human beings. It's been attributed to us. And we realize it through scripture when Allah said, don't make no image. And we see that been done, but those who make the image may like it ain't nothing wrong with it. You leave it alone, it ain't going to bother you. That's a lie. You can't leave nothing alone that don't die and you don't kill it. And kill it and do away with it, because it's going to pop up every now and then, or everywhere it's popped up, and that's what we see when we see that image on TV. We hear that what the image are made in the music that we listen to in our community. The image are made somehow people so inferior that they can say a word that have been total destruction to us. And they can sing that word back to us and show where they dealing with people with that language, with that word, and make like it ain't nothing wrong with it. They'll stand up and say, ain't nothing wrong with calling somebody a nigger. The word itself has an ugly meaning. Webster said the word nigger means anybody dirty, low down, and foul. Made anybody dirty, low down, and foul. So this image has got to go. He causes all these problems. I don't care what you, how you live. You can be the best basketball player in the world. You're going to get an African American. You're going to get discriminated against. You're going to get your feeling hurt. The opposite color and the color they call themselves is white, and the word white means pure, so they ain't no pure people because they ain't no white people. God didn't make them. But they took on the language, they're white people. Pink and red, they are. But now white, this is not a fashion of ethnic group. This is bringing the truth out. White is white, and black is black. I'm not black, and they're not white. So I'm not going to call them. Yeah, we've been calling people black and white when we were trying to make a point. But the point done got as far as it can go. It done did it done brought about all that long that they're telling you that a black cat is evil, Dracula is black and all that evil, then they're going to be referring that to the people that they call African American dark, or people they said dark skin, they call black. They're going to already be furred up. The dog meat chicken and the light meat chicken. All this is going to be the angel food and devil food. Always going to be related back to African American, the good, the bad. And then what this do, this give people of color excuses. They can do things and nobody said nothing. Or they say a white man killed a black man. That ain't never happened. God ain't made easy. an evil man killed a good man, a man that was trying to do what's right, and this evil man killed him, and the evil people that supposed to be protecting, serving us, who supposed to be over the evil people like that, let them go for you. Don't charge them nothing. So they able to go back to work to kill more people, African. That ain't going to change it to these churches and to these people that call themselves politicians and to the people who call themselves religious leaders get together and say enough is enough and say we asking all the African-American people and Caucasians and Jews and everybody else sold them image and wave. They're causing us too much problem against the in the human family. So that's what we want to do. We're here tonight to deal with that H&O problem. And we can get rid of it, and we are getting rid of it because we have no other choice. Because if we don't go get rid of it, we're going to have evil people over us, trying to manage them, teaching our children to act and be like them, be like the evil ones. They got a thing here in Georgia where they worship, the Satan worshipers have a program after school, at school. Now, they couldn't do that if the people truly and believed in God. They would have no evil people practicing the love of Satan in the public school, but they get away with it. Why? We didn't take prayer out of school. They took it out. They took it out, and their prayer wasn't benefiting enough. It was benefiting them more because in that prayer, many times they had their image there. So, but they took prayer out of school, and look how the schools have become so corrupt, so dangerous, so immoral. It has invaded most of the schools. Has no morals. The teacher has no morals. The students they are trying to reach. Some of them ain't got no morals. They bring that idea from home. That's why so many children come to school with a gun. So they come to school. And they bring their weapons. They bring their drugs. Huh? Mama and dad is not on the job because of that image. Because of that image. So we here tonight to get rid of that image. And we pray that we going to be successful getting rid of that image. We say all praise are due to Allah. Allah is the creator of this creation. There's only one God, and God is one who lived, and he never died. So that is what we're here tonight, to bring about some clarity to this problem that we have. So we pray that we thank you for joining us. We hope the word go out that the Muslims, that the Christians, the Jews have come together and they have settled on doing one thing together, and that's removing the image. Because God said it in all the scriptures, don't make no image of him. They done broke that. He done gave us a man called Christ Jesus, who was a prophet, a son of Mary. They made him the son of God. Two gods. Because if Jesus got an image, then God got an image. And that is a lie. So we can have to straighten it out because it has hurt people of color more than anybody else. We got people of color killed and put in jail everything taken away from them. Five, for no reason that they spoke the truth. All these ugly things have happened to us, and the people that, who did it don't see themselves as ugly. They see themselves as Lord over us. So we have to explain to them they've been tricked. Satan have tricked them out of their inheritance. Their inheritor is invested in the next life. They want to go. You want to go to paradise. They can't go to paradise. They can't. You can't do wrong and get paradise. You can't do wrong and get good from God. God telling us that through the Ten Commandments. Through the principles that he gave the people of faith. So we have to, once we share that with the people, then judgment is on. And judgment is on in America. Look at the weather. Look how Texas is being tore up. Huh? You talking about Ukraine being tore up. Go look at Texas. Go look at parts of North Carolina. And Mississippi. God is speaking to us through the weather. Uh-huh. So time is up. What were we trying to tell our Caucasian brother? The time you did that is up. You didn't know what you were doing. If you did, you wouldn't have done it. I don't think that anybody who did what they did to us, if they were allowed to come back and they came back and they saw you, they would tell you that they were wrong and they are being punished all this time because of what they did. They were wrong to mistreat any human being, and they thought they were going to get away with it. No one leave this earth without getting God's judgment. So we're going to bring our one of our other co-host workers up. All people, anybody want to come up and say anything, let's match one on your phone, on your digital phone, and you'll be brought up in the queue, and we will cut your mic on, and we will allow you to share with us your experience in this world that you live in, that we live in. We all got experience. We all learning. We all have the, hope we all have the final revelation, which is called Alpha Ron. This is the most excellent book. Because God, Allah said it himself, that he put angels around this book. There's no other book that he said he put angels. Never did he say he put an angel around the Bible, or angel around the Torah, or even the Hadith that some of us we read all the time. No, Allah said he only put protection around Al-Quran. This book has been protected all these years, 1,400 years. So anybody who wants to say anything, that match one and come into your queue, and I will cut your mic on, and you can begin to talk and say what you think as ought to be done, because we can make all the business in the world as long as African-Americans hate themselves, as long as African-Americans is in a inferior state, and most of the African-American men is in a inferior state because they don't buy nothing from each other. Listen, stolen, they'll buy drugs from each other. They'll buy a stolen car. They'll buy stolen clothes. They'll buy a prostitute, but they ain't going to buy no house, no burgers and chicken and lamb and gold and all the good things that the world has. They'll buy liquor from each other, drugs. They'll buy crack from each other. But they ain't buy a gun. But they ain't buying no houses, no home, no land. They're not trying to trade with each other and buy from each other. Why? That inferiority enough. That old gang, nasty attitude of being a gangbanger. A drug thing, a hoodlum, all this. They know if they can get you dressed like a hoodlum, you're going to act like a hoodlum. And the scripture told them, he said, in the last days, Jesus said, in the last days, you won't be able to tell men from women. That day has arrived in America. Huh? in New York, and especially in New York, California, and San Francisco, and Atlanta. You want to see a population of inferior people, women talking about their men, and men talking about their women, huh? And neither one of them can produce a baby with the same sex. It's like two left shoes getting together, two right shoes that look so ugly together. So we have to expose it. We might can't change it, but we at least got to share the information that God said, thou shalt not do that. He don't tell you what's going to happen to you. In fact, he done showed you what's going to happen. Fire and brimstone. It's an abomination to the human family, because in those group, the homosexual group, is no reproduction. The only thing they can do is adopt, or they can appeal to people like themselves to come join them. They can reach you on the outside and try to get your daughter or your son to join them in their filthy lifestyle. So this comes from some of the inferior, because the Native Americans said there were no homosexuals in America until the European man came. This is what they wrote. You may have pointed that out. Were no homosexuals. So we know where it comes from. We know where the root is. It comes from racism. Comes from lying. Comes from all the other unnatural lifestyle that people had, able to pass some of their unnatural lifestyle down. So anybody got anything they want to say, that's match one and come into the queue. If you match one and it don't put you into the queue, call me at 404-421-5630. And I 404-421-5630. And I will see your call, and I will turn your mic on, because I believe that you calling me because of your mic will not cut on. I see we got Brother Suja in the queue. Yeah, he and Matt is coming to the queue. So anybody want to come in and say and speak and make a presentation, they can do that. We're here tonight to get rid of the image that affecting all of us. We don't care who you are, what you call yourself. You are welcome on this show. We're all brothers and sisters, because we all come from Adam. So we ain't here, don't like anybody. We can't afford that. Allah said we all come from Adam. I mean, we all connected. We're not here to try to hurt nobody's feelings. The truth should set you free from that, not to hurt your feelings. But if the truth hurts your feelings and it sets you free at the same time, that's a good hurt. But if, some people say, well, you don't like this or that. I got nothing. If God had made me black, I would say I'm black. I like black pants. I like black cars. But if God had made me black, I would say I'm a black man. When you wake up and see yourself in the mirror, you see brown skin. If you see a brown skin, your eyes show that's what you are. And I'm not going to deny what God made me, a human being. So I see Suja got his hands up. So we're going to bring him in. Let him come in and share with us what he had to say from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Brother Suja Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got salam.
Alhamdulillah.
Are you ready? You say you don't have to get ready, so I guess you ready. I'm going to turn it over to the other co-host worker, Brother Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You got it, Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I also testify and bear witness. There's only one creator, one God, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got the lamb.
Yes. And we thank Allah. And we're going to continue thanking Allah. We can't thank him enough. You know, and I was reading the Quran, and Allah says in the Quran, talking to the prophets, talking to Prophet Muhammad, matter of fact, you know, and we all know who Prophet Muhammad is, peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad. They say that he's the Quran walking. He's the Quran walking. You see, and Allah told the prophet in Surah 38, Ayah 65 through 70, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. He said, the prophet said, truly am I a warner. Truly am I a warner that's give warning plainly and publicly. Truly I am a warner that's give warning plainly. I mean clear. You don't come with no confusion. You don't come with no using language and words that you got to try to figure out what he's saying. Plainly means he come to him clear. He come to you clear. And when he bring it to you, he asks to bring the clear warning out in the public. To give it out, give it in the public. Also, in the Quran, in Surah 67, starting at Ayat 26, Allah said, Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, only is sent to warn. To warn out in the public. Surah 67, Al-Mulk, Ayah 26. Publicly, take it out in the public. Let's don't get together in a little group and warn people in a little group. That's nothing. You ain't did nothing. It's just like they say, you pouring water on water. Pouring water on water. Allah said, take it out publicly. Take it to the people that haven't heard the revelation, haven't heard the truth, that still don't know the truth. You know, we have said that we are Muslim, and we declared that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. And we bear witness to that. Now we are Muslims. But when we became a Muslim, We established a covenant with Allah, an agreement with Allah, a promise, a commitment with Allah, where we openly declare that there is only one God, and that God sent prophets, and we bear witness to them. So we are obligated to pass this on to other human beings out in the public. Why is that? Because Satan is telling the human being that man is God. Shaitan or Satan is telling the human being that a Caucasian is God. And God say in the Quran that that's one sin that he don't forgive. Is when you say there's another God. There's two gods. When you set up partners with God, you're saying that God got a partner. Got an equal. There's another God. So Shaitan is saying the same thing, but he's raising up Shaitan as a god. You know, he's saying that there's another god. So when he say that, there's confusion. Now you got two gods. Which one is God? Now you're saying that God got servants, and then there's another God. That he got sons. And they teaching it every day that Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Savior. So he got us in a frame of mind that we waiting on the Savior. That we dependent on the Savior. And you got many of us pray to Jesus. We pray to Jesus openly. You know? So the peoples, especially the younger folk, you know, because the older folk, they should grow up. They should grow up to the point where they go out in the world and get some experience, and they'll come into the realization that there is only one God, and that Jesus is not God, and he can't be God, that he's God's servant. The Christian coming to this realization, brothers and sisters, the older people's coming to this realization. They don't stay ignorant for 40 and 50 years and die and don't come into the truth. They're going to be exposed to the truth. And when they is exposed to the truth, they have an obligation to make a transition, to bear witness unto the true God. And to the one God. They don't have to put down their religion, but they obligated to bear witness. They obligated to pass on the truth to their family first, their children, their mother and father, brother and sister. They don't have to give up their religion. But they have to give up that lie. They can't hold that lie and raise up an image. The Bible teaches against that. by raising up images. You can't hold on to a lie and say that this is God. That's not the truth. And people in the world going to tell you, oh, no, that's not the truth. You got people that don't have religion. They going to tell you, I don't believe in that. I don't believe that the white man is God. I don't believe in that image that you got in the church around your neck. You know, carved up in stone, made statues out of it. And you portray this in as God. You got people that don't believe in religion, don't believe that. You mean to tell me when people get 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, some of them get up to 100, and they still believe that God got a son and that Jesus is God? No, brothers and sisters, that ain't possible. It's too much truth out here. And Jesus knew that there was going to be truth out there. And you had many places in the Bible that people teach that truth. But Jesus is saying, don't call me good. Only one is good, and that's the Father. That's true. Jesus said, I don't know the day, not hour, of the judgment. You don't know when the judgment is going to be. You don't know the day, not hour. So the people, they hear the truth. They know the truth. Because Jesus said, know you the truth. And the truth will make you free. It's going to make you free. That's what Christ Jesus said. Know ye the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. So the Christian knows that truth is out here. The Christian knows there's truth in the Bible. They know there's truth in the Torah, truth in the Holy Quran. They know that. But they want to hold on to that lie that God had a Caucasian son. I love Jesus. Give me Jesus. And some Christian is so hateful. You got a whole lot of Christian is real nice, is real humble, and real polite, and real intelligent. But you got some of the ones that is hateful. They act like they hate Muslims. They'll sit up and tell you that they ain't never heard of no Prophet Muhammad. I've never heard of a Quran. A Christian been here in America all these years, and they don't know nothing about Prophet Muhammad. They don't know nothing about the Quran. They don't know nothing about Imam Waqif Muhammad. They'll look you in the face and lie to you straight up. Allah got hell for them. Allah got hell fire for them. They know the truth. They know what righteousness is. They know what truth is. When I talk like this here, you shouldn't stress out and go all into stress and feel under pressure. Like I'm hurting them. What really going to hurt them is that fire. The law promised them. That's what's going to hurt them. You better let them accept the little hurt that you can give them so they won't get the real hurt. I punish them. They know it's a lie that God don't have a son. They know there's no such thing as Easter. They know that there ain't no such thing as Christmas. And Halloween is not real. They know all these things. But they trying to make that part of the culture here in America. That's not no culture. That's a lie. That's a more lies that they bring into the people. More lies. Santa Claus, Christmas, Easter. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. All those lies. And you feed that type of misunderstanding into the heads of young people. I'm telling you, what the psychologists say. They say that the main cause of mental illnesses is false worship. You're going to see your young people crazy as hell. You're going to see them going through all kinds of changes, and you're going to be wondering, what's happening to them? It's because they are taking the creation, and they are is establishing things that is not God as God, and some of them is believing in that. And they think that that's going to make them successful, but what that do that takes them deep into confusion, and then they're going to have mental problems. You think I get upset because somebody say that you teaching the truth? You think that make me nervous or make me upset? I'm not teaching enough of the truth. That's how I feel about it. I'm hoping that this truth that I'm teaching, that some of them pick it up and change their life and don't get the hellfire that Allah promised them. So brothers and sisters, the truth is, there's only one creator, and there's only one creation. One creator and one creation. Everything in creation that submit their will to God willingly, that's the definition for Muslim. That's the definition for Muslim. Anything that submit their will to God without any compulsory, without any force, that's Muslim. So I bear witness. Without any compulsion, without any force, that there's only one God, and that all the prophets of God submit their will in obedience to this one God, and that what they are bringing you is the same truth, and you're getting the same truth over and over. You study the scripture yourself, you'll see each one of those prophets talk to people that there's only one God, and that all those prophet before them and after them served God and prayed to God. So we thank you. We pray that Allah bless you with something out of what we said that you can grasp hope to and raise up the one God in your home, pass it on to your children, and destroy that lie. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum. You got it, Brother Agba.
Well, Assalam. Excellent. Good teaching. Praises be to Allah. Yeah, I'm sure a 5-year-old could understand what you had said. So, alhamdulillah, you made it plain. You made it plain, alhamdulillah. Well, we got another brother up in the queue. Been up there for a minute. Let's see what he got to say. Another one, Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. Another co-host worker here on this show. So we're going to bring him up. He's been bringing him up now, inshallah. Well, we all pray to everybody's good health and feeling staying healthy. Assalamu alaikum. Trying to bring Muhammad up.
Circles going around.
Yeah, trying to bring him up.
Is this you unmuted?
Yeah, he's unmuted. That's trying to connect to him and keep circling.
Sometimes we have it muted.
Brother Muhammad, unmute. Can you come up? Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow.
Got it. Wow. Well, I'm trying to bring him up. Still.
He took it out. He's right there.
Hey, come up. Assalamu alaikum. Paige is not responding. Okay.
Sometimes he had to cut it off and start all over again.
Yes, yeah. Assalamualaikum.
Well, Assalamualaikum.
Yeah, I don't know if I missed you or not. I had to, someone knocked on the doorbell a few minutes ago, and I had to get up and go. I'm the law.
Okay, then we got your mic on spinning. Well, you got it. You know you're in the queue now.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, he made shaitan ni rajin. Bismillah, Rahman ni rahim. Ashadu la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we thank Allah for the good presentation that Brother Sujah has just made clear, like he always does, about what Allah is trying to got all of us into delivering this message of a concern, even though you who are receiving it, you also are knowingly or unknowingly trying to deliver this message of concern. Because regardless of what we all are going through, you see the human family is trying to establish regular prayer. The human family is always calling out for God, though we now know that in many cases, it has been a deliberate scheme against the human family to call upon something that is not their creator and cannot help them at all. It can only destroy and frustrate their efforts to be with their creator. So we pray that this message of concern will continue to free all of us and make us all listen to what is in our heart, what is in our intellect, what is in our emotions, and in many other senses that Almighty God Allah, the creator of all things that we know and don't know, has given to us to make it easy for us to at least, if nothing else, recognize when the devil, Satan, evil thoughts, lies, confusion tries to penetrate our human creation. And all we had to do is just go back to our heart and with sincerity, and in most cases, you will find that all you have to do is call upon God in whatever way you can to protect you from that sensitivity of knowing that you're in harm's way. In harm's way. And it will make you run to the way of protection, freedom, justice, equality, love, etc., that's in your heart. And then it will then let you know that you have found, again, the connection with your creator. And you, all you have to do is develop and increase to know how to feel and recognize that in your heart and try to grow it and have it in your conscious at all times. So that is very important, that we understand that also there are many human beings that Almighty God has told us, not each other, not just circumstance, because we know people can change, you know, and be whatever God has put in their heart. If they accept it, they will continue to change. If they reject it with their own free will, they will suffer the loss and the direction. And then in return, they strike out again, like the brothers who Jah said, and they come to hate their own soul and hate anybody else who is trying. And when I say anybody else, I'm talking about any human being who has a heart for doing each other right, establishing what is clear from the wonderful guidance that Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, has left for us ever since the creation of Adam. We have no doubt where we come from, who we're connected to, and where we're going. Many of us already know that we're going to some place that is so beautiful. After we realize and understand that this is a test in the languages, things that we know and the academia understanding that we have, we know that this is a test of the will that has been given to all human beings. And their natural inclination to refuse the will of the proclamation of our open enemy, Satan, another creature that doesn't even live within our reality. And the only connection that he has by Almighty God's permission is the jinn. And the jinn is supposed to be a helper to the human family when it also, with its limited free will, turn and do what it was created to do, and it was also worship the guidance of Almighty God Allah. What we now want to focus on right quick is that we had to all ask I have to use that old term that we always hear all the time. We got to ask ourselves. And then who are we? We have been told that we are a righteous Muslim. So, yes, even the righteous Muslim, it's got to ask themselves, what kind of image has Satan painted in the world out here of the human being, who serves God? Of the human being who tries to do right. What kind of image is he putting out there? Through his imps. Remember, we still want to remember now. There's people. There's human beings out there with their own free will has chosen to help to support Satan in communicating with us, with other human beings. Because he has no other way to whisper to us except through his jinn. And the jinn of the people who the jinn is with. And we have to ask ourselves, what image is this world of racism, lies, false worship? How is it, like a brother used to say, that we all know him and pretty well? Matter of fact, most people in the United States of America know him better than we the Muslims do. That old saying that Malcolm X used to say, Malcolm El-Haj Shabazz said, we've been bamboozled. We still think that people, again, like our brother Sujal just said, who have chosen and they hate the truth, that we still think that there's some good in them. Some people just ain't no good. And the only way that you know is by their deeds and actions and the way they invite you to these lies and believing that God had a son and these lies that fans saying that your skin color, because it's a little lighter than theirs, gives you an inferiority complex and you're weak. And then they try to prove it by inviting you to something that in your heart you already know is wrong. And it weakens you into accepting it. Look at the life that the world has accepted and has tried to enforce it upon other people that God had a son. And again, like our brothers said, and they already know in their heart that that's a lie. God ain't had no son. And we have to remember that those people who do that, the creator of everything, there's no reality without Allah. Ain't none of us created nothing, ain't created ourselves. All we can do is make something out of what Almighty God Allah gives us by his permission. So we have to make sure that in these days and times when the whole world is watching, what image is being used upon the people that Prophet Isa, they call him Jesus Christ, has said that we will be the ones who will lead everyone into the whole truth. And we have still, for some unknown reason, fall victim to the same thing we trying to free other people from. False worship. Racism, false images of God, images of what the human being really is. And they have for personal benefit has chosen to be a king instead of a servant of Almighty God Allah. Chosen to be a slave instead of a leader of creation on this earth, and we know that we might be the leaders of many other realities once we pass this test. We have to learn how to keep everything real and take away this falsehood, these veils of lack of understanding, misunderstandings, illusion. Again, like the brother Suja said, that we know that you already know. But we have to quit pretending to this, whatever this image is that's in our mind that makes us think that those who Allah has already said by their own deeds and action and their own free will without cohesion have chosen to follow Satan, the enemy of man, for this world, for the benefits of this world. And they are using as a bait, subliminally, strong but weak psychology into thinking that we must have this world here more than we want the world that is to come. Ignore the life that we have to live the best life on this earth called Al-Islam for the many, many backward, cruel, and false lives that was here before what we call Al-Islam. So we pray that this message of concern that everybody quit thinking everybody don't know what's going on. Everybody know what's going on. The only thing that everybody don't know is why in the hell are we still putting up with it? And then the wise amongst us and those who experience a pain and suffering as well as love and reward know now that it's because of our false worship to Almighty God Allah. In some degree, you know, and Almighty God Allah gives us an example of that, Grigor. He said, the human being is lost except those who to the degree remembers charity, teaching of truth, helping others to want for themselves what they want for each other, paraphrasing. So we know that everybody has a degree of awareness because you're a human being. You was created to have that. You got an intellect. You ain't never asleep. You're always awake. You're always aware of what Almighty God Allah has told you, us, and put in us with no doubt in it. But you have the free will to choose to go otherwise. So it tells us, especially in these days and times of 2022, if the Muslims show the faith in the power of Ramadan, the time when the Creator comes and purify every lie, every false desire, every weak desire, the one to follow Satan, will be taken out of our, and we have a chance to give, put forth our will again back into the will of Allah. Can this be the year of the end of Satan? That's a good question to ask. Is this the year when the human family becomes one soul again? Because Allah has not forgotten us. He has given us a whole, right now he has given us the potential of 1.9 billion, almost 2 billion people who know without a doubt how to be the model example for every human being on this earth if they want to. And every human being on this earth is fully aware of that. Ain't no more dumb people. Just like the brother Suja said, even the man in the jungle. Imam Muhammad told us one time. He said the man in the jungle don't need nobody to tell him to go build some shade after that sun been beating down on him all day long. Anybody got to tell him he got to go get him some cover when that rain comes? Anybody got to tell him he got to figure out how he going to get him some kind of weapon to keep these animals off of him? That's all basic. That's already put in us to defend the human creation and not destroy the human creation like we see the human being has been doing for thousands of years. What can we do about it? What we're doing right now. Asking everybody, quit lying to yourself. You know what's going on. You know ain't no one, two, three, four, five God. You know ain't no fish saving you, no tree. No human being. There's nothing can prepare you for the next world except Almighty God, your creator, Allah. And a lot of you have been aware of Allah's name. Again, like Brother Sujah said, you've been knowing what's going on for a long time. You knew about Allah before even the Arabs who received Prophet Muhammad and the revelation on their soil, they already knew about Allah. You Jews already been knowing about Allah. You change the name, you change the pronunciation, etc. But we all know that you know. And Allah don't change. If his name is Allah now, and that's why he revealed it to us, his name was Allah before we was even created. Satan knows that's his name. The angels know that's his name. And we know with all these different translations and all different type of language and all different kinds of words, ain't it wonderful how Almighty God Allah has made it clear to us, this is my name, and there are many, many definitions of it that we call attributes, that the Christians call attributes, that the Jews call attributes, even the man of uneducation know the attributes of Almighty God Allah, because he has called upon him many times in many different names. So this message of concern, we have to be very mindful that it's just like everything else. It has a time limit on it. And Almighty God Allah said, you either accept it, are you rejected? And when whatever comes down by Allah's permission, as we see now, the truth is coming down, and the truth is really putting serious, serious realities on people. You have people running around like roaches. They're trying to find themselves because the truth, the light is upon them. There's no more darkness. There's no more falsehood to hide in. There's no more Jesus Christ to run to, Buddha, and all these other different names. There's no more that. There's no more sheikhs and muftis, mulanas. There's no more of them. There's only the mu'min, the believers. When you get rid of all these false nomenclatures, names they call them, false descriptions of different characters to make man divide his own self up, you'll find out believer unites us all. So we have to strive and invite people to just be who you are. It's already in your heart who you are. You already know in your intellect that you've been played on. You've been tricked. You've been bamboozled. And just because you have some kind of false sensory treatment on you that makes you think that sex might be better than this, crack cocaine might be better than that, getting drunk, drinking alcohol is better than that, all these false heavens that you have been addicted to, especially the ones of lies, and the addiction to think that God had a son. And because you are darker than me or I'm lighter than you, you are better than me. When you get rid of these false sensories out of your senses. Like they always say, come to your senses. Come to your true senses. So we want to pray a lot that during this month that's going on into our, in a few days here, it'll be our new year, that we really understand that the people want to see us establish the future, called Al-Islam. Whether they understand it, whether they believe it or not, they want halal. They want only what Allah, the Creator, the one God, has permitted. And they know that we are the ones who have been reinforced with the faith, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the emotion, total package, to be the model example of it. Can this be the last year for lies? Can this be the last year for homosexuality? Can this be the last year for people getting locked up because of their skin color? Because they've been entrapped and held hostage by the shaitan and his people for exploitation? Could this be the last year for oppression? We have time to think about it, because the new year had not started yet. Every year doesn't have their, the rats doesn't have their year, the year of the dog. They didn't have their year. Now the real year is getting ready to come in for the human family. The year of the will of Allah and the invitation for his creation to come back to what he has prescribed and created them for by their own free will and plug in. Make that connection. And we pray a lot that this message is concerned by these wonderful brothers and sisters in the cube and out of the cube, those of you who are Muslim and those of you who ain't Muslim. Make it happen and join together. But remember, somebody got to be up front. And everybody in this president had their opportunity, except the believing Muslim. And it seems that there's been a favor on this community of people called the United States of America, that Allah has already given you the sign that those of you who don't even understand, you already tell everybody, God has blessed America. And he has sent the light of understanding to us in the Quran. And he has sent us a slave, if we want to use that language for identifiable person, people can identify with more, to show us how to live this Quran. Because remember, that Quran was brought over here to the United States of America also in the hearts of Islamic slaves who came here. They didn't lose their prayer from riding from one side of the ocean to the other, even though they was locked up men starved. They didn't lose how to say their five prayers a day. They didn't lose the reality that Allah, there's only one God, Allah. They didn't lose their memory of how they was living a civilized, freely growing life, a life that was evolving and growing toward peace, love, and understanding for all human beings, and especially those that are in their village or in their cities. Some of them had wonderful cities with beautiful masjids and churches in those cities, synagogues, halal food, and the leadership was the Muslims, was providing for them the refuge of Almighty God, Allah. But Allah best knows best.
Oh, wait, but
in closing, to make a real clarity of what it means by the truth will come like a thief in the night and free a land that was already, as we see down in some of the history coming forward into California and some of the other parts of this country here, slavery was already engaged. So again, this message is a concern. We pray that all of us accept the position and the obligation that it gives us, and we all turn around and face the Kaaba, if you believe. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Akbar.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother, brother Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar.
Excellent, Talib. Thank you. Thank you. Well put together. Okay, well, this show is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School coming out of California and pretty soon be all over the country, inshallah. But we, and anybody who wants to donate to the STEM School, Brother Hameen will come on later, but come on when he get ready and give you the address where your donation can be accepted. So, okay, now we're going to bring Brother Suja back. We're going to keep this balance, keep this about business, because we got to go with business. We got to be able to hire our children and hire other children and hire our wives and families, friends, and hire people of the world who they need jobs. And we got to get in the business and hire everybody that needs to work. And we can. Every human being, able-bodied human being who's able to work, we should make sure that, as civilized people, that everybody get a job. Everybody have something to do that they like to do. So I'm going to bring Brother Suja Muhammad up. Don't go nowhere, Brother Muhammad. And I'll bring Brother Suja. So bring Brother Suja. I don't see Brother Imam. I don't see him. Okay, I shall make him. Brother Suja Muhammad, I shall make him.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, you got it, brother, again. You got the wheel. You got that wheel. I'm talking about it. Yes, sir.
But Ibrahim didn't make it, huh?
Not him come. Yes.
All right. Alhamdulillah, we pray that everything is okay. And, and the family and things. Alhamdulillah. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Again, we testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And we bear witness and testify that God gave this opportunity and made the one that calls human being the Khalifa, made them Khalifas here on the earth, servants of God. And God made some of them prophets, some of them he made messengers, and a believer. He didn't send us a Superman. He didn't send us a person that the human being couldn't follow. He said if the earth was populated with angels, he would have sent us an angel as a prophet or a messenger. He said, but the earth is populated with human beings, so he sent us a human leader, a human messenger that ate food, walked the street, and knew the language and studied the language of the human being. If he had sent us Superman, then we would have had a charge against God. We could, tell God, said, God, you send me that Superman, but he was too tough for me. I couldn't follow him. We're not going to have that type of charge on going before God. You know, God sent us somebody that we can that have the same nature that we have, that went through what we went through. They were human beings just like you and I, all those prophets, you know. And I bear witness that they came and they brought the message and they left the message. Praises be to Allah. Allah says, don't forget your share of the dunya. Don't forget your share of this material benefit that we have here in this creation. You know, I remember Imam Waqidi Muhammad said that you got many of the peoples that is unbelievers, they trying to go up into heaven to get their heaven. He said, but the true believer is one that's striving to make heaven here down on earth. He's going to have his heaven here on earth. And Allah said when he passed, he's going to have another heaven, a heaven that you've never, ever seen. No eyes had never seen it, no ears have never heard it. You know, it's going to be something completely different. But we striving to have this heaven here on earth. We striving to use what Allah blesses us with. You know, and bring this into reality. Halal and all these other good things, to bring them into reality where the peoples could be happy here on earth. We want the earth a better place than what it is right now. That's what the peoples, the God-fearing people are striving to do. They try to make this earth livable, you know, a peaceful, a heaven, you know, and that's the reason they keep it up their prayers and teaching the truth to our children, to the older folks get it. And when they get it, they change their whole life. They changed it. They probably grew up and was in hell. But when they started getting older, they changed their whole life and started trying to create a heaven here on earth. Praises be to Allah. You know, if you're a sinner, Allah says you're not receiving any sinners in heaven. No sinners. That's what the Quran said. No sinners shall enter heaven. Say that again so a person getting misunderstood what I said. Allah says in the Quran that no sinners shall enter heaven. Okay? I know what the Bible says. I know what the Christians say. You know, that Jesus died for your sin. But I'm telling you, don't trust that. Because when you go before God as a sinner, you're going to be in trouble. If you think you can wait and that Jesus is going to save you, you're going to be in trouble, brothers and sisters. Nobody died for your sin. Nobody gave their life and that was a good life to a person that had a sinful life. That don't even make sense.
Why should a person that do good and is righteous to give his or her life to a person that is that does wrong and is corrupt? Why should a person give that life for a life of sin and corruption? That don't even make sense, brothers and sisters, if you look at it. You see? So we got plenty of work to do, brothers and sisters. We as Muslims not only believe in prayer and fasting and worshiping God, we also believe in hard work. We believe in hard work. We believe that you only get what you strive for. That's what our book, the Quran, say. Say you only get what you go out and work hard and try to establish. That's what you get. You see, so we got to work hard to. I mean, apply ourselves, and that's one of the reasons we go to school. We go to school where they have organized problems that they give you. And we have to sit up in that classroom and figure out those problems and learn how to figure out problems. We had to become problem solvers. So when we go out into the world, in this real world, we're going to be facing all kinds of problems, but we're going to have a mind that is ready to solve those problems. But in order for you to get sharp, you need a field to work out in. So we need to set up different types of businesses and establish those businesses and put that sharp mind of yours into that business and make that business successful and get your dunya. That's the way it goes, brothers and sisters. It's as simple as that. Apply what Allah has blessed you with. Study the Quran. Study the wisdom of the Quran from our Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, and apply that in your everyday life, in your marriage life, business life, all aspects of your life. Apply that wisdom that God is blessing us with. Apply the truth in your life. Learn how to hang out with truth and how to use nothing but truth. Master it. The way you master the thing, you do it over and over and over again. And then you become a professional. You see? That's what we as Muslims believe in. You know, we believe in bringing you the best that God got to offer. We don't believe in bringing you something that's invitation, something that's not real, and selling it to you and getting your money. You know? But Shaitan, what Shaitan did, Shaitan destroyed all that garden that God established. He put poison on it. He sprayed it. And he killed all the plums and all the peaches, all the apple trees, the grapes and berries. He destroyed it. He tried to destroy the pecan. He got some of them. But we still got pecans left. But he destroyed most of all the seeds. He He controlled the seed. And where all your fruit, vegetables, and everything is don't have the seed, so you can redo it. This is what Satan done. And Satan bought up all the land. The one that he didn't steal. He stole the majority of it, and he took and he connived the people out of the majority of it. He owns 95% of this land here in America and around the world. Satan owns it. And what he did when he bought it up, after he killed the garden off, sprayed the poison on the garden and killed it, he got all the seed from the plums and from the grapes and from the peaches and berries and things. And what he did, he dried up the seeds, and he packaged all the different seeds. And the land that he stole, he cultivated the land. And what he did, he got those seeds where we couldn't get them no more. It's hard to find seeds now. But he got those seeds, and he planted those seeds, and he grew blackberries, strawberries, cherries, and apples, and oranges, and things like that. And he bought up big supermarkets.
Yeah, turn that air on for a minute, boy.
And when he bought these supermarkets, he got the slaves and got his workers and his boys to go out and pick all those berries and plums and peaches and things. He had them in cradles. He picked all of them, and one thing he did, he started picking them green. He started picking them. They looked like they ripe, but they wasn't ripe. But they was pretty. And he put all of them in the supermarket that he bought, big supermarket. He set them up. And you can go into these farmers' markets, and you will see the garden that's already ready. All you have to do is pay for it. This devil is something here. He got it where you can drive around in a little car. You can get what you want to get, but you're gonna pay for it. Because he got security standing up around there to make sure you don't put him in that little cot and walk out and take it into your car. He watching you. He watching you, and you should be watching him. He's a thief. But he making it seem like you the thief. You the one that can't be trusted. And he's a thief all the time. So that's what he's doing. He's successful in giving you all kind of things that is corrupt, mislead, deception. He's giving you all these things, and he's staying rich. He getting so much money, he can't spend it in 30 lifetimes. He can't spend all of it. You see? And here we are trying to pay for bills, trying to buy food every week, trying to pay for some of this grocery, some of this garden that he done he done stole and grew up with phony stuff, imitation things that he used to grow up the corn and greens and all those different things that we eat. You know, he know how to make it look real pretty. He got these big warm houses that he can grow the thing so far, so much in the winter time, and he'll have it ready where he can transplant it during the summertime. You know, and take it from that and put it into the supermarket. And he got these machines. He got these machines just like robots, where he can take a product, have it cleaned up, cut up, and boxed, and packaged it up and ready to go and ready to be sold. He does that, brothers and sisters. And if we don't start to establish and redo the garden and find where all the good seeds are, and when we find out where all the good seeds are, we get the good seeds, and we get the land, and we plant the real seed in that land, and grow the crops that where we can develop a real garden. So when the peoples eat it, they gonna say, "I had this here before." They gonna eat the real garden, and if he don't change, he's gonna lose all that money that he's been drawing in every week and every day. It's gonna be coming to the believer. So that's where we at. We in a position where we can establish what's right and the truth and plant the real seeds and garden, and the people's gonna go and get the real thing because they know what the real thing is. They had it before. And if he don't have no competitors, then he can keep on doing what he's doing, and nobody can say nothing but complain, and that ain't going to work. So we thank you. Let's establish businesses, and let's go forward and with Allah's name, and let's redo the God. I came to you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. You got it, Brother Akbar.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam. I'm just he probably trying to get it off of mute.
Oh, yes, sir. Love, Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
With your permission, I can go ahead and move on.
I'm going to bring you up. I want to say this. I don't brag on nobody. I tell the truth. So, and I need to pour some water on Sujah. He had this thing smoking. Along white bar.
You were hitting, you covered
all of some of the things that Satan have done with the food and gave it to us. Now we done got hooked on food that had no vitamins, no minerals, and now COVID-19 or any other 18, 17 or anything getting into our system and kill us now. Because we ain't got nothing in our system to protect us, because they don't mess the food up. Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Alhamdulillah. So let me bring Muhammad back up. that thing jumped off, Brother Muhammad. Assalamualaikum. Brother Muhammad.
He does it again.
Brother Muhammad, hold on. Thing.
Yes, sir. Assalamualaikum.
Well, I got Salam. I can hear you now.
Okay, your mute button dropped off. Yeah. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim. Just want to throw some statistics out there to again help the seeds that our brother Sujan had planted start to grow. We have to remember that what this period that we're in right now. The beginning of the new year for humanity to receive the favors of its creator. And we have to remember this. Somewhere, inshallah, Allah Alam, Almighty God Allah said, and we have to believe that somebody might have received, or some people, or the whole world might have received the night of power. And Allah tells us that the night of power is like that of 1,000 months of grace, paraphrasing that part. Also, he's telling them that that's equal to 83 years that the human family can be in the truth, in the light of the truth, and go forward on to their destiny. 83 years, if we want to. Then Allah tells us, O ye who believe, and we know there can be any human being on this earth that has a sincere belief in a concept of God, a creator, or somebody responsible for their reality. We have 1.9 million to almost 2 million people who have already made a commitment to be a model example of the type of business we got to take care of to get back this earth that belongs to the believers. We have every believer, regardless of what his status is, if he believes, can you see how much money we got? How much land we already own? How much control we already have on this earth. But if we just unite on the fact that we believe in God, since he's known by all many names, but they all lead up to one. So whatever you call, name you call God by, your belief is enough to change this world overnight if the believers support only what Allah, only what God permits. In Arabic, we call it halal. We are not alone. We are in control. That's that sleeping giant that we've been hearing Shaitan and using to confuse us and make us looking for something else. But what he was saying, don't wake them believers up. There ain't a Shaitan got a small pack of innocent imps that is manipulating more. He tell you all the time. He tell you that all the money that they have control of is controlled by just a few imps. But what he ain't really telling you is that the believers are still in control of this earth. They just had to regain their belief that there's only one God in Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. Otherwise, every prophet that they ever heard of in their worship or any other worship, Prophet Muhammad is the completion of that line of mentalities, faith, spirit, love, that Almighty God Allah has given and put all in of Adam in the beginning. We want to take care of business. And we want to do it this year, inshallah. But we, those who are responsible for the leadership to this final revelation We have to let the scheme of the Shaitan make us know that no excuse that he gave us, like racism, jealousy, envy, keep us from asking the believers, especially the believers of the Quran, who have taken an oath and bear witness that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger, and that he, by Allah's permission, is the model example of human excellence and human life. And he has given us a way to live it by just putting your will in his will. So I say it this way, all you believers here on this earth, in this cube and outside of this cube, we can have 83 years. We might already have it because Allah might has already given us some Muslim on this earth, some Muslim community, or he's given all of the binds of the believers in the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. He has given us the night of power back and has guaranteed us that when this new year starts, if we make a show up, if we establish a call to all believers on this earth and do not deviate, Satan's on his way to hell. Quick. He's got the same grace period Allah gave alcohol and other wrong things that had creeped into the nature of the human family. And they make that transition from haram to halal. We, the ones who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad, the Rasulullah, we have to accept that we got the power. Is that what you say? Say it loud. We got black power. We even had every nationality on this earth saying black power. But we didn't know what it meant. It's the unity of the believers in America who accepted Al-Islam the way it was given to Prophet Muhammad. We got that night power. Do not let this year here go. Do not let another year go by and we watch our children and the children of others who are learning and coming back alive, coming out of that mummy state, coming out of that state that says I'm having them because we freeing them. And invite them to the refuge of Almighty God, Allah. And Allah best know how long he will let them. But at least we'll be really going forward. We won't be talking English translation and don't know what it means. Go forward means just what it means. Go forward. It don't mean go backwards, sideways, left, right. It means go forward. Let this be the year that the Muslims who have been purified for 30 days and taught and retaught and re-strengthened by Almighty God Allah himself. We don't need to talk about the past. We don't need to talk about what happened yesterday. We got too much talking to do about tomorrow. And we got all this help. I say again, the 9 to 10 million people on this earth, there are at least 6.5 billion of them are believers with different schemes that Shaitan has put on them. But if we, the ones who have the Quran on us, if we fight the oppression of the ignorance that they have on them, of the lies they have on them, by establishing halal businesses, halal food, just like Brother Suja said, they will run to us. They will run to Al-Islam. Like they're running anyway to it. But they have no beacon in the night of power to help them, guide them to the light of the day. Allah says, surely there is much, paraphrase, much to understand how night goes into day and day goes into night. Let's take advantage of this wonderful, don't let no Muslim, don't let no Jew, Christian, monkey, whatever, don't let nothing or no creation on this earth interfere with us believers coming together for the will of Allah. Let this be the last year for Satan to have hell on earth And now he'll have hell on himself and his cohorts. And we can do it with prayer, fasting, zakat and sadaqah, and going every year to give thanks to Allah to the direction of his house here on earth, built by the first human creature on this earth, Adam. Rebuilt by Abraham and his son. Remember what we know. Look at our history. Don't worry about the history of the devil. Look at the history of the Muslims, of the believers. Because we got a job to do, and it's already done. Allah said the victory is already yours. Let this be the last year for armed robbery, murder, homosexuality, insanity, perversion, bestiality. Because there's still human beings bigger than love to animals. Spiritually, intellectually, and even physically in some places. This is a sick, sick planet of disbelievers. Not believers now. Us believers, it's time to find our faith again. You have found it in the Quran, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and you have found it here in America, in the community of Imam Warabdi Muhammad. And there's nothing to be mad about. Because we stand for everybody who wants freedom, justice, and equality. But we have to stand, first of all, for it for ourselves. We have to let everybody know that we don't need nothing but Almighty God, Allah, and his messenger, the freest planet from the whisper of Satan. This is the year. And Allah said he answered all du'as. And he had told us that everybody on this earth know this. That the second pillar of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul, if you want to put it in your whole life, is prayer. That's why Allah has already promised us. I'll answer any of your prayer. He said, if you're a drug addict, and you guys already know that, you have seen drug addicts down on their knees in the alley, know the name Allah. You've seen why he is, know the name Allah. You've seen the worst redneck, no good, skunked human being that we call when we don't have diplomacy. He knows Allah. And they all call upon Allah. But if we don't call, the ones who are raised up to be like Bilal and call the people to prayer, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then they ain't going to do it. They don't have the will to do it. We have the will to bring this conclusion and send that devil to hell by Almighty God's Allah's permission. What's holding us up? What scheme is he using on us? What scheme are we using on ourselves?
Wake up,
everybody.
Brother Muhammad, please close.
Make this up. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan nirajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmi din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
May Allah keep the blessed good for all of us. This is our year for real. This is our time.